Hi, Kerry. My name is Liz. I'm just calling this morning because I've got my little chicken is missing. She's a fully like adult bantam. She's about maybe 30 centimeters big. She's super teeny tiny. She can get on top of the coop that they live in like at night time to go to bed, but I think she's gotten out like maybe a day and a half or 2 days ago, when my brothers were doing the gardening. So I don't know if she went out through the front gate that was open, because she last time she escaped, she went into my neighbor's backyard over the back fence because they've got a magnificent garden. So I just went there and like researched, but I couldn't see any scratching marks. I couldn't see any like poop or fresh anything, and I just don't know what to do now because I thought she was going to be there. Okay. Thank you. That would be great. Cool. Rosie. And she's fully white. She's just like very much a bantam, like just only. So she's very small. She's got big fluffy feet, like very long feathers. They look out of proportion. I can email you a picture if that is helpful, as well. But yeah, she would be about like 8 or 9 years old, I think. They're all pretty old. But yeah, she's just no, unfortunately not. And I hadn't taken them up to get microchipped. I have a ringneck. Sorry, I do have a ringneck, but he's my brother's. I have a lorikeet and a Quaker, and I wondered if you guys did the bird microchip. Sorry to ask that while I'm trying to find. You do. Okay, excellent. Yeah, of course. Yeah, that would be great. Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. Yep. Of course. Yeah, of course. I used to have to take my axolotl to Greenslopes Vets, and they did it there. And it's like, is it still the microchip that's like, a quarter the size of the cat and dog one? Yeah, cool. A mini. Oh, lovely. Excellent. Oh, awesome. And do you think, for the missing chickens, like, do I need to make posts? Is there any, like, do the neighbor drop off or? So I'm at 49 Marsalis Street in Kippering. So I'm just a few streets down from you. So that's what I was hoping. If they do find her, they'll just take her up to you or the Peninsula Vet. Yeah, so we're right down in the corner. Like, if you're on Google Maps, I'm not sure, but we're right down in the corner of like a L-shaped street, and then there's a house behind us in Dalton Street. And so I thought she went that way, but if she went through the front, I'm just not sure where she would have gone. Cool. Elizabeth, Elizabeth, and Dominello, DOM for Mary, I for Nelly, ELLO. I think I brought Penelope up there before, so you might have my details. It might just be a different phone number. Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. Also, there was a sorry. There was also at Dalton Street, someone came over to my house this morning because they found a chicken. I don't know how they knew I had a missing chicken, but they came over and I went to them, and it's like a black rooster. So I told them to do the photo on the Moreton Bay website, but they had a vet appointment this morning, so I told them like just to ask them for any information for it. Okay. Okay, yep, perfect. Excellent. That's true. Cool. You're wonderful. Thank you so much. Yep. Okay. Yep. Yep. Oh, that's fantastic. Yes. Yep. Absolutely. Thank you so much for your help. That's wonderful. Have a great day. Okay, thank you so much. Bye. Bye.